Hey, I've got another episode of the Project Natty Goat podcast here for you. But right before we get into that, if I could ask for your help, please. A lot of people are sharing the podcast to their stories on Instagram and all that sort of stuff, and I really appreciate it. Like, it really does mean a lot that people are kind of responding well to this, and just thank you for that. So if you can keep that up, I will dance at your weddings. Or I'll write you into me will. Not that I've got fucking anything to give you, like. But if I could also ask you as well, just to leave a 5-star review on, like, wherever you get your podcasts. Like, look, I know fuck all about this stuff. I'm just copying what the other podcasters say. I do need to actually learn how to do this shit properly. But for now, let's just go with that. Keep sharing. Give us a 5-star review if you think it's a 5-star podcast. If you think it's a 1-star podcast, still give us a 5-star review. Fuck it. We're all friends here. Right. So, thank you for your support and enjoy the episode. I'll read horns. Yeah, I'm fucking shit at present. Oh, I've just gotten back from the gym there. I want to try and get a load of work done today, so I just want to just box off all the fucking shit I need to do. So I'm on near enough 10,000 steps. I've got my gym work done for the day. As you can probably hear, it's fucking raining, so I'm not gonna be able to get like massive long walks in, because can't be arsed being caught in rain today. So I'm just going to go for a quick walk around the block a bit later on in the evening, I think. Ooh, very nice. New coffee. So, right. So I'm going to be focusing on squats primarily this first block. So I've kind of explained the reasons why. I feel like that's the one that I'm going to... It's going to require a lot of technical changes. Like, I'll need to get strong in a different stance to what I am when I'm 105. So like, when I'm 105, I'm fucking like really thick and juicy. So my feet can be a little bit closer. Like, my leverages are just a bit better. So like, I get plenty deep every time. But I've just got more of a sturdy base to be a little bit wider with the feet, but I want to try and see if I can go wider when I'm a little bit more slender, just so that my range of motion drops quite a bit. So like, it'll be harder to get into the right range, but I'll have more than enough mobility there, because I am pretty mobile in the hips and just everywhere that I need to be for squats. So I'm kind of thinking, if I am looking to try and maximise performance as much as possible and really make a run at the world title at some point in the next like 4 or 5 years, then it makes sense to try and get stronger at that. Because like, my leverage is okay. I'm not going to be the same squatter. I'm not going to be like contending for world records in squat, I don't think, at 93. I'm going to be a better deadlifter as long as I can sort my grip out. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. I want to have a little play around with my stance at lighter loads for a little bit. Still get a heavy session in every couple of weeks for now, and just to kind of like see where everything's at. But press, that one suffers the most. So I'm just going to do a lot of like mid to high rep work on pressing for now. And I don't really want a bench until we have like a combi rack in there. It's just a little bit... Yeah, it's a little bit unstable, just like a freestanding bench. It's not the best rack for heavy work, so... It's not the best rack for heavy work, so like... I'm not gonna do anything risky on that, just because I'm gonna be training there alone a lot of the time. So yeah, I'm just gonna just work on just getting my overhead press like a nice strong foundation on that with some high rep work, lots of sets as I get more conditioned to it. But Jesus, like I was doing Zed press today where you go off the safety racks and drop it down to the safety racks every time, so you're always going from a dead stop just at the shoulder level, and fucking hell, like I was like 50 kilos for 6 was pretty tough. I got 3 sets out with that, and then I put 70 on and got 3 and a proper grindy third rep. It was ridiculous, but it's one of those things, like I'm a strong presser, but I'm only really strong with horizontal pressing rather than vertical pressing, so like overhead pressing, because I would bench 4 times a week. The odd incline would be in there, but I'd generally do competition style and competition variations on bench 4 times a week, 5 times a week when I was at my peak. So it's like I'm a strong presser, but only through that specific plane. So when you make it overhead, it's something that I haven't practiced a lot of, and it's just not there. I can push press a lot more than I can military press, and I can jerk even more, but like that's all hips. And with regards to using the log, there will be a little bit of hip in there, but nowhere near as much as with a barbell, because it just throws you out of position so much. It's kind of like it comes from the legs more than the hips, I'm feeling at the minute. I don't know if that's like something that I'm doing wrong. So if anybody is into strongman, if you listen to this, just give us a shout and kind of let us know if I'm on the right lines. But to sit the hips back with the heavy log in front of you, I just feel like your upper back would rotate too much. You would lean forwards and then you wouldn't be pressing it up overhead. It would be like you'd have to try and recover that movement before it actually got moving up. So the way I look at it, I need to try and stay as upright as possible, because that's where I want to end up. So with the log throwing me out of position so much, I've got no choice but to throw my knees forwards, and it ends up being very leg drivey rather than hip. So I don't want to do any overhead pressing with a bar, just because I want to just make sure that I can control from that just strict press. And I don't want to be doing military press. I just don't like the way it throws your hips forwards, and I don't really know how relevant military press actually is to strongman, because I don't think there's no real presses where you're going to be pressing strict. So I think I'll wait until I've got a bit more space and I can get some good overhead work in before I do any kind of barbell pressing standing. I think it'll just be log press is going to be my only standing exercise, and everything else I'll do I'll do Z press for me assistance work. And as I say, it's probably the truest test of upper body strength that you've got, because you can't really use anything. Like when you bench, you can use your hip drive, because you're in that position to sort of like, you're wedged in, you're nice and tight, you drive your heels into the floor, you throw the bar up. But with Z press, you can't really get any kind of hip drive because your ass is on the floor. It's such a fucking good movement and a good test of like, you either get it up or you don't. No Viagra for that. Yeah, it's a cool exercise, and it's gonna be a nice one to see go up. So I'd like to be able to, I think I've Zed pressed like 100 before. I might have done that before, I can't remember. But that's a bit of a, I'd like to be able to do that before the end of the year. I have no idea how much this is actually going to improve with me not really focusing on it at any one point in time. It could either go up a lot very quickly, or it could be a bit of a slow burner. I don't know. But it'll be fun finding out. Oh, so I've got 20 minutes until I'm going to be interviewing Gar Ben of City Gym. Finally getting around to this. So Gar was actually one of my first guests, but Skype just messed up and just wouldn't let me download the video, so I couldn't extract the audio and all the rest of it. And then we've tried to arrange this another couple of times, but then Gar's been busy with the opening up of gyms in Ireland. I think they opened up on the 1st, so he's been busy with that. We arranged for this on Tuesday, but then I was just fucked. I fell asleep. I woke up at like 4:30 and I was just exhausted all morning. And it was just a cluster, so I didn't end up getting around to it then. And we've arranged to do it at 12 o'clock, but I haven't heard from him yet. So he better not fucking ghost this little bitch. Ugh. So, plans for tomorrow. I'm going to get in there and I'm going to squat. I've got up to 180. So I'm going to do my deadlift and my squat session tomorrow. I'm going to do 10 singles with one. I might even do 180 on deadlift, actually. I want to hold a little bit heavier on that, but I don't want to push the load too much. I want to kind of stay in that 60% range and just really focus on technique. Might even get some pauses in there. Yeah, I'm going to do 10 pause singles with 180 tomorrow on deadlift. I'm probably going to do that after squats because I want to, like, squat is the priority. So I'll have 180 for squats. I think it's going to be like some kind of tempo. I'll probably go 3 to 5 seconds down, no time in the hole, and just pop straight back up, because I've already done some pauses this week, so I kind of want to. It probably makes sense as well if I'm going to take my stance out a bit wider to slow that descent down, so that, like, cognitively I've got more time to know and appreciate how a good pattern should feel. Because with me having my stance a little bit closer, there'll be a bit more forward lean, or a bit less forward lean, probably a bit less forward lean as I get towards the bottom. So it's going to feel a bit alien, so I need to kind of do those slow reps, those slow sets, just to kind of feel where my weight needs to be to get a complete rep at the higher loads. So, like, it's really thinking of it more as like a drill rather than me actually, like, training and, like, trying to sort of work the strength or whatever. Like, I haven't got the weight there to work the strength, so I need to work a little bit harder to make everything a little bit slower and to really focus on my shape and how to stay tight, to just a little bit of technique reinforcement with this change in stance. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. And oh, feels fucking good to be back. Like, even though the gyms are opening up on the 25th, I'm still going to try and do as much of my stuff like the way that I have been. I want to use the gym as little as possible, so I'll still be doing all my powerlifting stuff in the garage. And I think I'll just go and do all my assistant stuff at a gym. And I think I'm going to go to, like, different gyms and, yeah, just be a right fucking gym slut. Yeah, I think that suits me better. I like it. I think with the way that I am, the way that I'm random as fuck. I think with the way that I am, I think I just need to just be a bit random in where I go and train and stuff like that. So I might get myself a Metro pass sorted so I can fucking go to Sunderland, Newcastle, Anfield, Jarrah, Hebburn, all that sort of stuff, and just hit a different gym every now and again. Find a few where it's only £3 in and stuff like that. Get a membership in a couple of them, and then we'll just go from there. But yeah, like, everything's fucking good right now. Yeah, I really can't complain about anything. So with the gyms opening back up on the 25th, I'm going to be writing up a guide on how to transition from being in a position of having very little to no load to how to kind of progress your training safely. So I'm going to write up like a 6-week training block. I'm just going to dish that out for free, I think, just to make sure that people are on the right lines. It'll probably give you a different way of thinking about things as well, because, like, I know a lot of you, like, you're going to be tempted to go in there and just do a squat day, do a bench day, do a deadlift day. But I think I've got a different way that'll help you kind of manage your fatigue a lot better in this, because this first 6 to 8 weeks of getting back into the gym, it's more about just fucking making sure you don't get hurt. If you haven't had any load, then the smallest amount of load is more than what you've had right now, and you don't need to be pushing to what you don't need to be pushing anywhere near failure to get anything out of the gym right now. It's like, you want to try, like, think of this as if we've got a fucking soaking wet little hand towel, we want to try and squeeze as much out of that as possible. to get rid of as much water as possible. So you squeeze it hard once, there's always a little bit extra left. So you just kind of, like, that first initial squeeze is you just doing things a bit more frequently rather than just blasting them all once. And then the additional squeezes from there are us, like, adding sets to that. Just to try and squeeze as much fucking progression out of that as possible. So that then, if you want to then transition back to the way we were doing before, where you have a big heavy squat day and a big heavy bench day or whatever, then the fallout from that, from those first few sessions, you'll be fine, because you'll have spent 6 to 8 weeks building up everything and just kind of, because what another thing you need to think about is, like, your, it's the joints more than anything that you need to worry about at this stage. And those joints that haven't had that same kind of stimulation as what there would be if you're a fucking 200 kilo squatter. So rather than going in there and doing like 8 sets, 10 sets in your first session, like, your knees are going to feel that. Like, you spread it out a little bit so that, you know, you'll wake up one day like, oh, my joints don't feel bad here, so I can push it a little bit here today. And then, like, at some point in the week, you'll be like, ah, right, now I'm starting to feel a little bit, I'll back off. But if you go and do those fucking 8 to 10 to 12 sets or whatever, all off the one bat in your first session, and you get a bit of knee pain, like, you didn't know it at the time, but, like, probably half that work was probably satisfactory, and the other half is just overkill. And it's just, it'll just lead to demotivation over the long haul, because nobody likes feeling like that. It's nice every now and again, but you don't want to feel like it consistently. It just leads to burnout. And take it from me, I was there for a good number of years, just fucking throwing as much shit at the wall as possible, hoping something would stick. And yeah, I'm over that shit now. Just nice and efficient for me now all the time. Small adjustments. You keep doing that, you'll get a hell of a lot more training in over the course of a year than what you will do if you smash the arse out of a program and then need to take 3-4 weeks off because you're either just not interested in the gym or you've hurt yourself or whatever it might be. Little and often. Little and often.